Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, co-founder Chavita Vitamin Sprays, Trevor Fisher.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Joel Henry Stein. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Okay, so at the start of the show, Trevor, our guest, says we should all come in laughing because we were laughing and then we all got quiet.
Now we don't have a choice.
And so, of course, I said we weren't going to do that. And then he starts to do something funny. And what do? We come in laughing. And how appropriate. This is a great way to start this particular show because we should be laughing. We're going to be talking about health, but we're going to be talking about a fun way to ensure that health or to...
deliver that health, or
spray that health. We're gonna spray health around here. Okay, you'll
healthy
understand.
Healthy sprays. Wrong. Just move the words around.
You'll understand. Yeah, you'll understand what we're talking about. Or maybe some of them already do. So last week we had a guest on. Actually, my friend Rhonda. Now all our friends, but she, Rhonda, talked about how different we need to detox our body. One of the things she talked about, we need to detox our body from so many of the chemicals and all that stuff. And I said, I am so glad we're having this conversation because so many people like say, look, this isn't killing me. It's got pesticides, but it's not killing me. It's got this. It's not killing me. Well, in this conversation, I finally get to feel like we're talking about something else that really matters. For example, people say to me, why do you take vitamins? Why do you drink juice? Why don't you just eat an apple or eat a carrot? Or, you know, why do you have to take vitamins? And with the juice, for example, I say, look, if there was a time when one carrot was full of nutrients and full of vitamins and all that stuff, and if all those nutrients and all those minerals and vitamins have been depleted from the soil, where's the carrot supposed to get it? So if I eat one carrot, it ain't going to do it. So I need to eat more carrots, and I can't eat enough carrots to get me maybe what one carrot used to get us 20, 50, 100 years ago. So juicing helps bring those nutrients out. So I like juicing, and I take a bunch of vitamins and minerals because I still feel like not only aren't we not getting enough from the food, but our environment can be so toxic and we're so stressful and there's so much going on and the air is not clean that our body's working double, triple, whatever. So now I feel like we got people who could back this up and I'm not the only one.
Well, you think you've been taking vitamins.
And that's the other thing. right. And then people are saying, wow, why you buy those expensive vitamins and you don't buy, you know, these? And it's like, well, have you ever pooped out vitamins? You're not taking vitamins either. I mean.
Yeah, it's going straight through you.
Yeah. So I don't mean to be gross, but I mean, let's get real. Right.
True.
So anyway, so this is a great conversation. And who better to have it with a guy that's bringing vitamins? I want to make a joke. I so badly want to.
I'm trying hard not to. I'll let you know if you get one right.
When we come back, I won't have to make any jokes. I think he's going to make us laugh. We're going to have some fun with health when we come back with our guest, Trevor Fisher, right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network.
You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. And really, this is an important topic. Vitamins, minerals, health. I mean, we're evolving around it, but let's just get right to it.
Well, you brought up a point. We did talk about this last week, aspects of this, but from a detox standpoint. But you know, the point that you bring up about farming, about the nutrition, and I think this is a big thing that which we don't even, I think, realize the truth of just how nutrient depleted our soils are, how everything's been bleached out, boiled out, boxed out, canned out, steamed out, and there really isn't, the need to supplement your diet is one thing, but then to actually get those nutrients into your body, as opposed to binders, fillers, chemicals, and all these other things, it's a serious topic. And yet, there's billions of bottles on the shelves that people have been sold, and they don't really know what they're ingesting. So, it's an important discussion.
It is, actually. And the thing that I like about this particular conversation is that the solution on the other side of this is something that people have been worked on trying to make happen for many years, and it finally is here. And it's easy and fun, and who better to talk about it than Trevor Fisher himself, who is an innovative leader. He's a businessman, and he is the co-founder of Gevita. Welcome, Trevor, to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, he got all serious. See, look, he's like, I'm in radio mode now.
Absolutely.
okay, so let's start with the serious, because vitamins are a big business, and people are... A lot of people can't take them. A lot of people don't benefit from them. So let's talk a little bit
vitamins,
about that.
Nutrients, absolutely. There's a large amount or percentage of people that can't even consume the typical vitamin. When we say vitamin, we think pill. We think capsule. You think something that you have to swallow to ingest that way. Like I said, there's 40% of the nation that can't even swallow a pill. So they can't even benefit from this said nutrition. It's interesting that if you look at the way the pill is packed and formed and pressurized to be able to go down the gullet, you have very little nutrition in that large pill that you're consuming. So you're only absorbing near 10% because of the failed digestive system.
Wow. That's right, actually, because our body plays a part here.
Yeah.
And if the body can't digest it because it's got its other issues going
on. We need to go. Our digestive system is quick. That's why we have to stuff so much in there, because it's processing so quickly. It doesn't have time to sit there in like a cow and have four stomachs to take that grass and go from one stomach to the next stomach to the next stomach to process very little nutrients. Mm. That's why we consume so much. And especially with pills, you're getting that maybe 10% of what's said on the bottle.
Wow.
Yeah, and speaking of the bottle, the packaging is more expensive than the actual contents.
Wow.
That's what's so staggering.
Well, and there's half of the bottle full. I mean, what's up with that? Yeah. I mean, so I talk about wasting.
Yeah, there's the throwing away a plastic bottle comparatively to being able to recycle an aluminum can like ours, there's a lot of just health conscious things that are just more cost effective on the long end when you look at a massive line like Nature's Best. They are the biggest and largest vitamin manufacturer that exists. Half the vitamin aisle is their aisle, and it's not the best thing that you could possibly take. There's a lot of better options. There's a lot of safer options. There's a lot of more fun, more easy, more convenient ways of delivering your nutrition. And that's Gevita. That really is the encompassing idea, is that your convenience and fun, and why does vitamins have to be boring in your grandparents? Nothing's changed since before your grandparents. The same thing. It needs to change.
So you're saying that the pills we're taking, that was like how our grandparents did it. And, why hasn't anybody come up with a new way? So here it is. Well, probably because it wasn't easy to come up with a new way.
It's not easy. And it wasn't, I guess you could say technology in the last 10 years has probably made itself available to that point. Scientific processes of, for example, vitamin D. They've realized that the only way you can make that is from the ultraviolet rays from the sun permeating your skin mm-hmm. and creating that vitamin D3, mm-hmm. and your body's able to process it. There's no other way you can get that. So people are indoors more. Cancer goes on the rise because of vitamin D, a lot of other effects, but you can now supplement vitamin D3 in a liquid format. It's bioavailable that way comparatively to having to take these massive chalk pills all the time. You can spray it. It's super easy.
So that's it. You've given it away. The yep. spray.
The spray.
So let's talk about, well, actually, before the spray, I actually really liked your analogy. We were talking earlier before the show. I really liked your analogy of that IV.
Oh,
I thought that was great.
I'm friends with a really good friends with an ER doctor, and we've had this conversation many times that there's no proof that getting an IV of water is more efficient than you drinking a full gallon of water with vitamins. Mm-hmm. There's no scientific. The reason that we do it is because when you put that IV into someone, you know it's a consistent, regulated dose that goes into this body. Mm-hmm. It's not like someone drinks a gallon real quick or does it. We know that one unit of saline goes into your body and it's consumable that way.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's not like, oh, I'm going to have a little sip of a water and then have a little cup. No, that IV goes in, we know it's in.
Yeah.
It's a delivery method. Right. And just like sprays are a different delivery method.
Right.
Way more fun, way more effective. You can look it up. The FDA even speaks about it, that it's an incredible delivery system. The sprays, the liquid nutrition, because it goes into your body more effectively than having to have your digestive process break it down. Once you really look at it, you go, oh my God, why did I even... It's a paradigm shift. You're like, man, I didn't get that until now.
Well, I'm excited about it. When I first heard about this, I'm excited about it because it feels like it's something that, you know, probably should have been in Star Trek. And, you know, like this is what...
Spock's belt.
Right?
God bless him.
Exactly. And so may he rest in peace.
Live long and spray.
Live long, prosper, and
spray. By the way, and great respect to Mr. Nimoy.
Absolutely.
Live long.
And so what I'm excited about is that we're not only talking about potentially people's health, but a brand new delivery system and a fun, sexy company. We're talking about a whole change of attitude, a whole cultural shift, and so
why does nutrition have to be boring? Why does it have to be lab coat doctor, take your open your mouth and scoop this in? No, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be. You can bring it in your suit pocket. You can have it in the car. You can have it at the office. You can while
pull
you're
it out
training.
At the club.
This kind of renders the spoonful of sugar theory out of
makes the medicine
makes
go down. Yeah, exactly.
Now
we don't need it.
Just a spray.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. You can take it out at night when you're feeling tired. You can shoot. Spray the B12. It's a much more. Like you were saying, it's just a more fun way to enjoy being healthy. Your juice bars, think about it. Nobody would have thought of a juice bar 10 years ago. But you go to a juice bar now because it's fun. It incorporates in your active, happy lifestyle. You don't go to that drawer and pull out 120 pills and go, oh, I can't even swallow these things. Mm. It's just that same thing. It will accompany a happier, easier, more convenient lifestyle.
And yet many people that's what the opportunity is, because I know of many people myself that do that have these big giant bags of pills and various different types of supplements and they're trying to compensate for some of the medications they're on, and so there's more pills, by the way, those medications, and mm-hmm. and by the time you add up the amount of medicine and or nutrition that's mixed into all these other binders and caplets
yep.
and gel this
and
It's really stunning and how disconnected I think we are again from that nutritional process. Whereas this is a direct uptake method, easy, right into the back of the mouth.
It tastes great. Kids love it. You're really able. Try getting your 4-year-old to swallow a pill. Good luck with that. Mm. I'll wait. But that spray
tastes great. Less filling. Is that good? Can you use that? No, maybe that's me.
Yeah, it's already been taken. But when my 3.5-year-old is in the corner spraying as many sprays because it tastes that good, he doesn't know he's taking vitamins. That's what's awesome. So crazy. You're like, oh my gosh, he's trying to down the whole multivitamin because it tastes good. And this isn't a corn syrup product. This isn't those horrible gummy vitamins. This is all natural. We use non-glycemic sugars, sweeteners rather. I'm a diabetic, so I have to be able to take all of it. I can't take, you know, anything with sugar in it.
Wow.
And so it just lends itself to the quality, the fun, the excitement of it.
What I want to know when we come back is, how did you get the Flintstones in a little spray bottle like that?
It's the dinosaur smashing part. Right there. The dinosaur.
Proprietary technology. Uh-huh.
So when we
Dino emulsion.
Ancient Javita secret.
When we come back, I want to know that. And I also want to know about each of the products, because I myself don't know enough about it, actually. And it's interesting because I want to know. I'm the kind of person who wants to know what's going in. And it's funny, not everybody's like that, but people get like, oh, am I supposed to take 12 of those and how many of these? And you've all thought that through as well. So this is, to me, what I want to know when we come back, when we talk to our guest, Trevor Fisher, right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back, and we're having fun with our guest, Trevor Fisher, in the studio, as we should be, because this is what health should be. It should be fun. And actually, when we come back, we're going to have even more fun a little later with our musical guest, who is here in the studio with us. Joel is standing by, ready to play music for us live, Joel Murphy Stein. So we are talking about... stop spraying and talk to me.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Trevor about vitamins, and he is spicy. He's spraying. Okay, so hold
spraying,
on. It sounds
praying.
Like this. Oh wait, is that too much?
No, your body will naturally just process it through. The benefit of liquids comparatively to a digestive process that has to force that into the body. That's where there's overdoses in pills and things of that nature. Liquids the body can process and just pass it through naturally.
Wow. So you can't overdose?
No, you can't overdose, but you will get an upset stomach. If you were to abuse what we as a suggested amount that you take, absolutely.
Okay, so you wouldn't want to do that.
No, it's just like if you drink, you know, 2 gallons of water right away, you're going to die from water poisoning. It's, they're just, you don't abuse anything.
I knew water was poisonous. I just knew it.
Yep.
So, all right. So, serious for a moment. So, you all have these products, and the end result of these products are what? Like, if people went through and took this, what?
You know, what's difficult to speak about results is that we fall into an FDA category. So, we can't speak on what something does, but we can say what is inside of it, our ingredients, and everybody knows that vitamin B12, and FDA makes a statement, is very important for neurological function. It's good for energy, especially some of our other products like vitamin D3. It's even Dr. Oz is quoted as saying this is the simplest thing you can do to prevent cancer. Our multivitamin, getting a little of everything, because some people just aren't eating a lot of everything. Mm. It helps out, you know, in supplementing that that gap between what is actually in your diet comparatively to what should be. And supplementing that is a beautiful thing.
Okay, so we pull out a sexy canister and we get ready to spray. And what could we be expecting in some of them?
We have six products. We have a multivitamin, which we call multi. We have a burn, which is a natural thermogenic, as Garnisha Kambogia, CoQ10, B5, B6. We have our awake product, which is a blend of guarana, natural energy, caffeine, all done the right way, not abusive to the system at all. It doesn't leave you jittery. It feels really good. We have the vitamin D3, which is the simplest thing, like Dr. Saw said, you can do to prevent cancer. We have our, where am I? D3, awake, burn, and we have our dream product, which is our sleep spray, melatonin, 5-HTP, valerian root. Oh. Which knocks you out. It's fantastic. It really helps a lot of people that have some trouble sleeping.
Where can people go to learn more about this and follow the company?
Jovita.com. You can follow us at Jovita Sprays. We're on Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards.
So why am I... I feel like this is such a lifestyle thing. Like this is a different way of...
It is. That's what we're trying to educate. We're trying to get people to feel comfortable with speaking about their nutrition. Check out this spray. This makes me feel this way, and I don't have to feel ashamed about it. I'm taking something to help with something. It's you know, you wake up in the morning and you're... I don't want to use random numbers, but half of America is drinking caffeine every day. It's a drug. It's the largest drug sold. They are dependent on it. If Starbucks were to shut down tomorrow, there'd be riots, just massive violence everywhere because they didn't get their caffeine. Yeah, but I mean, you think about it. Like the caffeine, people use it every day. And that delivery method has become a socially acceptable experience. And that's the same thing that we're trying to do with our vitamins, is have it a socially acceptable experience.
I'm excited about this. We're not just talking about a product. I said this before. We're talking about a lifestyle, and having been interested in vitamins and minerals and nutrition for so many years now, a few decades, and having been a preacher of these things, like trying to get my mom and my dad and all these people on it that I knew needed it and I knew would be helped by it. It's like, I wish this product was around back then. And I will say this, that's why I jokingly asked, didn't you just spray too many? Because I remember I think it was my mom, I asked her to try oregano oil for something. Mm-hmm. And she did a drop or two and then said, I said, do more. And she says, well, isn't it too much? And I said, it's oregano oil. It's like, do you ever say, is it too much in the sauce?
Yeah, exactly. Do you ever eat too? Oh, the not enough garlic.
Right?
Not enough garlic.
Hold on. What's the milligrams of garlic dosage in this fettuccine alfredo? I don't want it.
Exactly.
Yeah. The older generation, it's instantly doctors. It says in the bottle to take 8 sprays. Oh, I'm only going to take one. Why? Well, because I know.
My body's different.
I know what I'm doing, okay? Don't tell me how to live my life. Whoa. Bring it down a notch. We're just trying to... Yeah, no, I shouldn't take that much. You have no idea what's in here. It could be... It's... Yeah, the hurdles are difficult, but they're achievable. You start with the younger generation, people that really get it. You know, people our age and younger that will embrace it and embody it. And perhaps the oregano oil would be their next launching of sprays.
Please let me know that because my mom needs it.
We'll marinara by Javilla.
Just try it on the lasagna, Mom. Just look the other way.
And garlic. We need one for garlic. Garlic that spray. Doesn't smell bad.
Well, that probably won't ever happen. Garlic is supposed to smell bad, taste bad.
Okay. All right. So you're changing the world one spray at a time.
Yeah, God willing.
There, that's yours. That's from me. From my heart to your spray.
You're a giver.
There's another spray in your line, the Canna spray. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Speaking of longevity, and we're on the forefront of this. We are always going to deliver and provide the most cutting edge and quality nutritional products. That's kind of we're into that, and that leads into cannabidiol. It's one of the major compounds found in medical cannabis, and what you're able to do is really isolate now through science what it is that was in cannabis. You know, there's THC that's in it, and that's a feel-good substance. That's stuff that not only has medicinal properties, but also it makes you feel good. That's why there's a recreational aspect to it. Now, the medicinal is purely medicinal. Let's call a spade a spade. Cannabidiol is what is helping kids with Gervais syndrome. It's helping epilepsy. It's supporting neurological function inside the brain. I'm not a scientist, but I can speak through being around it so much. And again, the best way to deliver these kinds of compounds is through a spray form. It gets into the body. It gets into the substance and does not require massive doses to go through the digestive system to get little benefit. Mm. So you're able to deliver a small amount because that's exactly what you're going to get into your system. Mm. We can regulate it that way.
This is reminding me of like homeopathic remedies that you do under your tongue and supposedly they just
dissolve.
Right.
That there's a lot of truth to that. It depends on the size. Again, none of these statements have been evaluated by the FDA, and none of these are designed to treat, prevent, or cure any diseases. I have to say that because that is the truth of what Javita is. It's a natural supplement company. So when you speak on your tinctures, depending on the structure and the how small the actual molecule is, it probably can get past that blood barrier, and which is the tongue. When you lift up your tongue, you see those big blue bright veins that are it's a solid blood. It's the only one that's exposed on our whole body. You know, you can't see anything else except for those two. And that's your sublingual. Your buccal membrane is your cheeks, the roof of your mouth, the tongue underneath. And those are the exciting parts that have availability to spray products.
You said buccal. What?
The mucosa membrane. That people call them buccal or mucosa membrane.
Okay. Yeah, you had mentioned it while we were talking earlier. I didn't know what that was.
Sublingual is very specific. Mm-hmm. Under sublingual, lingua, it's...
tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, even you Italians have one of those.
Yeah, yep. No. I think that's interesting because so the mouth has a...
membrane.
Has such capability.
It's always moist.
Yeah.
Has your mouth ever not been moist? No. And that's where the introduction of liquids, it helps. If you were to take if you're really thirsty, try taking a mouthful of water and just letting it sit there. Don't swallow it. Let it sit there as long as you can. Just breathe. You'll notice that a significant amount of that water at the end of that time is missing. So where to go? You know, where to go? What happened? It's like my little kid says, where to go? So it's some of it has to have been absorbed into that. Now, if you hold a cup of water in your hands, it's not going to do the same thing. So there's a lot of truth and fact and science behind the mouth and its ability to ingest nutrients. For example, if you're in an ambulance and you go into cardiac arrest, the first thing they're going to do is spray nitroglycerin spray into your mouth to because that's the fastest way to get it into your blood system. spraying that nitroglycerin right in your mouth, it is the first thing they do in an ER or an ambulance situation, because they know you can't swallow. And they know if you inject something, your heart's not working anyways. So where's that going to go?
Oh, it's not going to pump.
So the big giant needle into the heart is only for the movies?
That's the that's adrenaline. That's the adrenaline. Work instantly. Got it. Okay. But you probably wouldn't stab it in your tongue.
No.
But that's science says that is a better, more efficient, effective way, by using a nitroglycerin spray to get that into your body and into your system.
Wow. When we come back, we're gonna talk more about this. I find it fascinating, and I'm sure you've thought about this. We don't have to talk about it, but I think this would be a great way to get vitamins into dogs.
Yes, it is. Surprisingly, we have a good friend, Phil Asquith, who has two monster dogs, a wolf and another, I believe, golden retriever. And he's had the dogs on the cannabidiol spray that has done significantly well. He lifts up that cheek, gives them four sprays,
seriously,
puts it down, and on the rest.
Wow.
Yep. It's okay. Super easy. Yeah. You've tried putting a pill down a dog, wrapping it in peanut butter, and it gets the peanut butter and spits the pill across the window. More of an FU sort of display.
This is for you.
Yeah, here you go. Why don't you eat it?
All right. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Trevor Fisher and our guest, Joel Henry Stein. Our musical guest will be performing after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars, guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we've got music going on, and we've got funny conversation going on. We're having a good time, and again, that's what this should be. We're talking with Trevor Fisher, and Joel Henry Stein just stepped into the room with his guitar, and we're ready to jam and talk to him too in a little bit. But before we do that, we've been talking with Trevor Fisher since he is the co-founder of Jivita, and we did give the website out earlier, but in case you don't know how to spell that, we're going to spell it for you right now. It is G-E-V-I-T-T-A. And so you would go to Jivita.com, G-E-V-I-T-T-A.com. And actually, right now, if you mention that you heard Trevor on the show for a limited time only, Jivita will give you a 15% discount on your order. So for a limited time, early. For a limited time only, get in there early.
Early and only.
What? Forever. No.
Well, and this and early actually is a good word. This is for people who get into things early, who wanna be the first ones on the block to get it, because my mother's not gonna do this yet, but I can't wait to get her to try how easy it is.
Yep. It's super convenient. And she's gonna go, ooh, it tastes kind of good. all right, it doesn't taste like oregano oil. I might be able to do this. One drop, one spray, peppermint, I can do this.
So they all have different tastes, right? So which one's peppermint?
No, we try to lend ourselves to as much peppermint as we can. What's the one thing that every American should do twice a day?
I don't know.
Well,
brush your teeth.
Thank you. Family program, all right?
Glad I got that right.
Family program. Just blinders on. You know, so the familiar flavor and is peppermint.
Sure.
It's a minty flavor so that you go, this is familiar. I'm not trying to convince someone to enjoy a tropical fruit from, you know, Belize or something that they might not necessarily associate with ease of taking.
They might not Belize that.
Or Belize that.
Oh, God.
Either way.
So does it actually help your breath? I mean, you just made me think of something.
Absolutely. There is a secondary effect to it that we tend not to crutch on, you know, but yeah, it does freshen your breath at the same time. And we use xylitol, which is great for your teeth. It's pretty.
Seriously.
Like it does here. So this is like when those comedy shows, the guy does something funny and everybody starts laughing because you can't really see what he's doing.
So this is what? Burn?
That's our burn product. And give that one a spray.
Okay. One? I can only do one, I think.
Yeah. Mother, that would be four sprays you'd want to do.
Damn. No, really.
Okay. Yeah. See,
and tasty
his
too.
His teeth are whiter already.
So that was our burn. Now try our awake product.
Wait, I'm gonna be like,
no, you're not. No, you're not.
You know what I'm gonna say?
Exacerbatedly happy. No, they took the words out of your mouth.
Wow.
Four.
Four. Wow. Yeah. Wow. No, they taste great.
I'm not lying this time.
You can't stop at four. Yeah. We've never done this on the show before. I kind of like it.
Props.
When can we have you back?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Bring little canisters and we'll have fun.
Plenty.
You know, there should be like little canister parties.
You know, you're thinking Tupperware and I like it. It's fun. It's exciting. You could share with your friends.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, Amway. It's brilliant.
No, you're it's DaVita. Right,
no, you will see it. You will see this evolution. We have mainstream DJs that are there, you know, have millions of followers that are using the product. We have, we're in negotiation with some extremely prolific individuals, and so you're going to see this at action sports games. We sponsor Josh Grant. He's a phenomenal person, along with being a phenomenal motocross rider. You know, he is embracing that spray lifestyle, and you're going to see it just start picking up. And it, hey, toss me that, just like it was anything else.
It's funny that we're even talking about, you know, this is what Life Change is about. But, you know, the idea of vitamins, as you were saying, this is a category that hasn't been innovated. And we're such creatures of habit that we're here having a giant discussion about such a shift in something so simple, but yet it's so impactful, and it's almost hard to do for so many people because this is the way we've always done it.
We've been told that a pill is the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there, it's conform the definition pill. Of the credibility or whatever the case may be, and yet, you know, here we are moving beyond that into something better, faster.
Well, think about when people before the inhaler, before a aerosol can, what were people doing for asthma?
I don't know.
Pretty much nothing.
Taking a pill?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
And what were you taking a pill? You were going down your stomach, down your trachea, into your intestines, and then hoping that medicine would then deliver up into your lungs while you're having an attack.
I was going to say, nothing like swallowing pills while you can't breathe.
Drink some water.
Great.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not making fun of asthmatics, but I'm saying, look at the difference. It took that big, massive, you know, upbringing, that paradigm shift for everybody now is on an inhaler who has asthma. Same thing with vitamins, is they need to get kicked to the curb. Now, pills, I'm not going to have a wonderful value to what they're delivering medication. There's bar none the best because of its microbeading and the nanotechnologies. That's incredible.
The
to
ones
get stuff
that are good, yeah.
That need that type of delivery system.
Yeah.
But don't make everything one thing. You know, there's certain things we can't put into a spray, like calcium. It's too big and it's thick and it's monstrous.
Well, I normally don't get excited about products, and we don't really talk about products hardly ever on this show because that's not the kind of show that it is. But this obviously was so important to all of us. We've talked about this for so long, and for me especially, because I'm picturing, like, the bigger you guys get, like, you'll be advertising on games at high schools, you know, where there'll be this big billboard for Jevita, where kids can have that in there instead of some of the drinks that they drink that are just either sugar and whatever. Yep. Stuff
they crutch on a vitamin. They say that, oh yes, we're a vitamin drink. No, you're not. You're using vitamins to hide behind the junk that you're putting
the
in
the
people's
sugar
bodies.
And the sweeteners, according
well,
to
not even name. Not even that so much. Just drink water. Holy shit. Pardon my French. Drink water.
Yeah, you can speak French on this show.
Go drink. Well, merci beaucoup.
De rien.
You have some water and you have your vitamins. Do the both. Don't try to combine them together. You know, it doesn't make sense. Just drink your water, take your vitamins.
Now, not all vitamins that people need, obviously, are represented here yet.
Absolutely
not. It's growing.
That's what's so cool is we have a sustainability and expandability. We have an essential line that will be coming out. For example, the sprays that I listed off, those are a functional sprays comparatively to the essential line, which would be vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. Just singular vitamins that someone could say, I just want to supplement my vitamin C. Great. We've got that for you. Mm. We have a number of other prenatal vitamins. So because what's the number one thing that women are crutched by because of stomach issues and nausea, they can't swallow pills because they're puking it right back up. A lot of, fortunately, our pregnancies were great, but I've known a lot of women that have just had to be puking all the time. So they're puking up the vitamins. But the sprays, it bypasses that.
Wow.
So it makes it real easy and convenient. Kids sprays, it's the other expandability. Yeah. Is we have a line of children's sprays that will be coming out that's boys and girls related, that's fun and exciting. And that way the kids can, you know, wake up in the morning and take their vitamins, just like you brush your teeth or anything else.
Yeah. Are the kids sprays going to have little dinosaurs on them?
Yes. Yes, little dinosaurs and Flintstones.
Congratulations! This is very, very exciting, and it's very promising. And happy to be, I feel on somewhat the forefront, knowing that
absolutely
this is.
Yeah, it's something that's going to be exciting. It's going to be we are here to stay. It's going to be a fun, long ride.
Well, and this is, you know, Life Changes is about this. You know, these people are having their own awakening when it comes to health, and they're, you know, you're ushering in a new way of ingesting vitamins. We're ushering in a new way of being. You know, we plan on growing right along with you and supporting the, you know, Jevita, and it supports our lifestyle. So it's kind of an exciting day for us in terms of, you know, we've always wanted to get behind products that are kind of part of this whole
expansion
and better way of living and a little bit more fun, as Trevor has helped us to have today.
Yeah, a lot of fun, actually. And I know I'm a fun guy, but I feel more fun right now.
I'm your fun factor.
No, I actually, maybe.
That was the fun spray.
Maybe it was you, but it might have been
now.
The spray.
You can't say, but.
And if you're going to do that, if you have a boring interviewer, you say, here, try it now at the beginning of the interview.
Yep.
And so they get funner.
Yeah, learner.
Excuse my French. So is there anything that we've missed? Actually, I did want to share this, actually, because it's a little bottle and it fits anywhere, and that's cool, except one would think that a couple sprays and it's done.
We haven't to speak on we have a tube that's about the size of a chapstick stacked on top of each other, so the size of your index finger, and it's a 30-day supply. It seems very small, but that's the beauty of the technology, is that you can wrap up that many uses in one bottle. So you could take it with you. It's not cumbersome to take, you know, a mason jar of one type of pill. We have that whole thing in one simple, convenient pocket size tube. So there's a 240 sprays in one tube. It's a full 30-day supply.
Wow.
And no, you can't do them all at once. Believe
me. Nope.
This has been great. Jevita.com, Jevitta.com. And actually, I should tell everybody that there is a free download. There is a Burn Mix music, right?
Right, Burak Yeter. Yep. He is a fantastic up-and-coming monster DJ. He is extremely talented in what he does. And that's a free 30-minute download. So it's a great workout, walk along. Definitely gets you going for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I don't remember that on my vitamin C bottle.
No.
So I like it.
No.
I like it. So, Trevor, wishing you the best. And
thank you very much.
Thank you. Did we miss anything?
I can't recall any of it, but I think we got everything.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have you back
and we'll cover whatever
about
we missed.
The company's growth as you go forward.
I these words come to mind like efficient and great tasting, sprayable vitamins and supplements. Did I mention that?
Yeah, we got all that. You know, more convenient, fun.
Somebody's that's really taking the spray.
Yeah, exactly.
Drink the punch or what?
Walking out the room, folks. Where's it going?
All right. Well, with that, we've had just about as much fun with Trevor as we can have for this time around. Stick with us because we're actually going to hear some music from our guest, Joel Henry Stein, who's with us in studio when we come back. And we'll be right back right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back and we just can't stop talking. We've all got the spray going on. We've all been sprayed in a good way. You know, our guest, Joel Henry Stein, is with us. And I knew about all the other things like being on Discover TV shows. His music has been featured on Discover TV shows and National Geographic Films and yada, yada, yada. But I didn't know until just recently that you also were featured on Time Magazine. You received 7 ASCAP awards. ASCAP is stingy with them awards. Good for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, and thank you for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Talk to us about where music? Why music? What are you doing with your music?
Music is it's been in my life from since I was a kid. It was around in the family. It was at home. It's always around records playing. My dad was playing records. My mom was singing. My mom's family had musicians in the family. So it's partly genetic. There's nothing I could do about it. And these days, I'm doing a lot of concerts, actually, a lot of folk music concerts more than anything else.
Well, whether it's concerts with adults or with children and adults, everybody seems to be happy. And so there's something that you're obviously trying to engage the audience with. What is that?
I think it's bringing people together in song, like really people actually participating and singing together. So it's less of a performer audience dynamic and more of a just everyone hanging out singing songs dynamic. And it's a very different kind of energy that I'm really digging these days.
Well, I love it. You'll have to forgive us. We're not going to be singing with you today.
Oh,
but
Trevor,
I might not even know it. But what are we going to hear first?
I'm going to play a song that I wrote quite a while ago, actually. I thought your listeners might enjoy this tune. It's something I wrote when I was still in college, actually, quite a while ago. And it's a song called Lightness Comes.
Well, before you go on, it's relevant now again because...
Yes, I'm glad you're asking. It's part of a show incorporated into a rock opera that I recently completed. And we're shopping the show now. The show is called The Demise, and we're starting to shop that around to theaters around the country. And the song is in that show.
Well, because you've thrown a word out like that, we just can't leave it there. It's the demise of what?
Good question. I think it's kind of a double entendre. I mean, if you're coming into the show, at the beginning of the show, you think the demise is about this character who's out for self-destruction. And I don't want to give it all away, but ultimately discover it's probably the demise of something like the ego or something like that. Something.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
I won't say more than that.
Joel Henry Stein.
Here's the time when we must view emotion and review what we deny. And here's the time of scientists' devotion and to turn from what's awry. Draw the curtain and the sun appears. The day's starting to begin. Leave the darkness, remove your fears. Lightness comes within. Here's the time of our pain's erosion, recognition of one mind. And here's the time of guaranteed explosion. Enter the sublime. But the weight is gone. We all long for your ascension. Drop the ballast and the chains undone. Lightness comes within. Lightness comes within. Lightness comes.
Joel Stein, you know, you've got so many songs you could pick from, I know, because you have so many songs that you've written and that you sing and many CDs, and you picked perfect one for Life Changes. Joel Stein, JoelStein.com is where you can find out more about Joel and where you can also get his CDs and also know when he's performing locally. Now, we're going to get to hear another song, I understand.
Correct. I'm going to play a song called Loud, Loud Love.
Loud, Loud Love?
Loud, Loud Love.
Yes. You know, speaking of loud, that song wasn't very loud. And at the end, wanted to end with Within. Like, I felt,
I know.
You know?
Yeah, I almost did it, actually.
Oh,
I felt
seriously?
I was like, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
No way.
Yeah.
I wish I'd done it.
You could have done it.
I'm going to do it now. Okay, can I do it now?
Do it.
All right, so this next song is Loud, Loud Love. Okay. Yeah. Why the contrast?
Good question. I wanted to do an upbeat song. That song was kind of mellow that I just did, and this next one's a little more upbeat. It's from my most recent record. The record's called Curses and Gifts. You can find that online. And the song is track 7 or something. I forget what track it is, but somewhere in the middle of the album.
Curses and Gifts.
Mm-hmm. And this song is called Loud, Loud Love.
Okay, so is that a curse or a gift is what I want to know.
This song?
Yeah. Love.
Oh, love.
Yeah, Loud, Loud Love. Is that a curse or a gift?
Depends who you ask, right? And when.
Okay, maybe I should hear this song. Maybe we'll talk about it after.
I think this is the bigger love. It's not necessarily romantic love.
Okay.
I'll leave you with that. I'm not sure what that means, but Sounded good.
I got it.
Flying high up in the skyway, pacing upon the earth, buried beneath the gloom, rising up in sudden mirth, seeking some great meaning, asking what this is all worth. Loud, loud love in the sky went on the earth. Loud, loud love in the sky went on the earth. Down the narrow rivers and across the open sea, downtrodden in defeat, coming out in victory, saying your goodbyes to every woe and misery. Loud, loud love in the rivers and the sea. Loud, loud love in the rivers and the sea. The sand dunes of the desert, saw the cliffs along the coast, wakened by humility and drowned in prideful boasts, standing so confused between your friends, between your foes. Loud, loud love in the deserts and the coasts. Loud, loud love in the deserts and the coasts. Do, 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 do. Loud, loud love in the deserts and the coast. Loud, loud love in the deserts and the coast. For the poor man bent with hunger, for the rich dried up with thirst, for those who are anointed, those who feel that they are cursed. For the first shall be last, for the last shall be first. Loud, loud love for the hunger and thirst. Loud, loud love for the hunger and thirst. In the wettest of the water, in the hardest of the rock, for those transcending time, for those tied to the clock, for Israel and for Palestine, for us and for Iraq. Loud, loud love in the waters and the rock. Loud, loud love in the waters and the rock. Do, 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 do. Loud, loud love in the waters and the rock. Loud, loud love in the waters and the rock.
Joel Stein, thank you very much. I got it. That kind of loud, loud love, that's a blessing.
Thank you.
That's a blessing. And so are you. And actually, I'd like to send out a big thank you to Chris Murphy, our mutual friend who originally introduced us.
Hi,
so,
Chris.
Yes, thank you. So thank you, Chris. Joel Stein at joelstein.com, joelstein.com. Will you let us know when you get the opera?
Absolutely. On stage? Yeah, yeah. When that rock opera is on stage, I'll let you know.
That's exciting.
Shoot you an email.
Well, look forward to hearing you live soon, and you can learn more about Joel at joelstein.com. This has been a lot of fun. This has been my kind of show. I hope it's been your kind of show too. This is Filippo Voltaggio reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at
Time Magazine, that's it.
Yeah.